It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Ruthie C with the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Good morning. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. I hope you are staying dry out there this morning and that everyone is going into the day ready to have a peaceful and productive day. I'm very excited to welcome my good friend Dana Hall of Big Brothers Big Sisters to speak with me first thing this morning. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to have a friendly face on this rainy day.
I know. It was really bad waking up this morning.
It was really not very motivating to move my body.
I'm glad I had this booked, though, because it made it a lot easier. I'm like, well, this is exciting.
That's good. Yes, thanks for not leaving me hanging.
Never.
So I'm so excited because we often will try to let everyone know what's happening with our local Big Brothers Big Sisters, because y'all do such amazing work for kids and families in our community. And recently, there's been some exciting news that I know you'll get to share with us. But first and foremost, a happy new year. How are you? How are things?
Happy new year. It's crazy as most this time of year usually is for us. But, you know, we've just had like every nonprofit and really any person in the world right now has just been faced with a lot of challenges. But we are just hitting the ground running this year. We have a lot of exciting things going on, events coming up. We are doing a lot of recruiting for new mentors. So we are rocking and rolling. Our staff is hard at work, and we're so proud of what we've done over this last crazy year and looking for bright times ahead.
Right. Gosh, I know that's true. We're just looking forward to, I don't even want to say getting back to normal. I think that's probably a lie we need to stop telling ourselves.
Yeah, it's almost like adjusting to a new normal.
That's it. Yes, this whole the new
is
normal
more
thing.
Or less what it is.
I think so. And I also think, and I know you guys do this because at Big Brothers Big Sisters, y'all, like, the work doesn't stop because in-person meetings stop or school isn't gathering anymore. Everything that we went through last year, the mission continues. And so innovation, pivot, like necessity of invention, all that good stuff.
Pivot has been the word.
The word.
That is the word of 2020, now going into 2021.
Because it really is.
You're right. We can't stop. We could never stop because the kids can't just wait for things to settle down or a pandemic to just end,
right,
or
blow over.
And we've learned over this year that, you know, things aren't necessarily going away, and we have to learn to pivot and adjust and come up with different ways that we can continue to serve these kids because they need us, and they need us now more than ever because they're faced with challenges that, you know, when you and I were little, we would never have even fathomed.
Right.
I mean, you know, being pulled out of school, having to do virtual learning, having different barriers at home, stresses at home. So, you know, having that mentor is more life-changing now than it ever has been.
And that phrase you just said is exactly what came to my mind. Now more than ever. Because, well, challenges didn't just pause. Like, when we all took this giant pause, right, it felt like everyone, the whole world was holding its breath for a minute. Then the stress and the barriers and everything just sort of started. That is almost what started rolling before any type of normalcy or fun or getting together or seeing your friends or any of that kind of thing. So now more than ever, I love that. The work is so important.
Yes, we say that almost with everything, for recruiting new mentors to talking to our donors to, you know, talking to our corporate and community partners, that, you know, we are so thankful for everyone that has stood behind us and have kind of helped us navigate through this time, because we couldn't do anything that we do without the support of our community. So it's amazing. We're so blessed to be living in this community that just stands with us and helps us get through this.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Our community here, I think that's what, it definitely is what keeps me going. Like, the generosity and the heart and the compassion that the people who live here in our part of the world have all the time, and especially now more than ever. But you mentioned about mentoring and recruiting new mentors, and this month is especially important for that.
This is a big month for mentors. It's actually National Mentoring Month. So we are going to be celebrating all month long. One thing we like to do is just highlight our current mentors that have made the difference. We like to do call outs to the community, asking them, you know, who they've had in their life that have mentored them and changed their life for the better. And most importantly, it's doing a call out to the community that there is a critical need for mentors. We have well over 100 children on the waiting list, waiting for a big brother or a big sister. The majority of that list is consistently boys.
Oh.
So we really need those strong male figures to come into these kids' lives to kind of just help them and be that support system, to motivate them, to show them that they have this potential. You know, I firmly believe, I've always said it, that every child has that potential, but, you know, they have different barriers and different situations and circumstances that, you know, kind of prevent them from really even seeing it themselves. And that's what this mentor can do. That's what our bigs do for these kids, is they show them, hey, you could do anything you want to do. You just, you know, this is what we need to do to get you there. So it's just so important, especially with a lot of our families being single parent households and not even having that male figure. And so right now is the perfect time. It's the new year. We always say, you know, make a big resolution and, change, you know, there's no better resolution than making a resolution that will impact and change a child's life for the better. So the misconception always is time. And I always like to address that, because it is not as big of a time commitment as, you know, I think some would think to be a mentor. So, you know, we always say 2 to 4 outings a month with a weekly touch point. So that could be a phone call, an email, text, just to check in with them. We always encourage everyone to just kind of incorporate that little into their just life. If they're out and about on the weekend, go pick them up, take them with you. So we never want it to feel like it's a huge time commitment. And really just that one phone call can make a huge difference in that child's life.
So I like that. The misconception is that I don't have time. But in reality, what you just said, bring them along to in your life. Like, it's not that you're readjusting your entire world to accommodate a child. It's that you are, like you said, just being that caring, compassionate adult in their world who recognizes their potential and their worth and helps them start to unlock
Absolutely.
That understanding in themselves. That's so wonderful. That's so great. And I hate hearing that the waiting list is so long. I have to ask you this, Dana. Do the kids know that they are on a waiting list? Like, are they signed up for this, or are there adults who say these kids would benefit?
So when we enroll children, they kind of come from various areas. So sometimes they'll come from the parental guardian. Sometimes they will come from initially a school teacher or a counselor, someone like that, an external organization. Of course, we always get the permission from the parental guardian. So we are always, our match specialists are incredible with keeping that parental guardian informed, so they know kind of where they are. And, you know, there's always various reasons why children do stay on that waiting list. Our enrollment process is very unique, and we put a lot of really strategic thought in how we match the bigs and the littles, because we wanted to make the match lasting. We want it to be very successful. So we want to make sure that we don't just put, you know, you with just a girl sitting
right,
on the waiting
warm
list.
Body, warm body.
Yes.
Good, you're good.
Yeah.
Go
There's
ahead.
Definitely a lot more thought that goes into it, which is why our matches are so successful, because of what we do from the moment a person calls and says, I want to become a big, to when a parent calls and says, hey, I think I want to enroll my child into this program. There's so many just steps that go into that, which is amazing, because there's just a great checks and balances. So we know that when we have that initial match meeting, that we are proud of that, and we're like, this is going to be a great match. So it's a great, great experience for everyone.
That's great. My favorite phrase lately has been thoughtful thoughts. So you're putting thoughtful thoughts into this matching process. Yes. Like, some thoughts are not very thoughtful. This is intentional. This is strategic. This is deliberately designed to succeed. And so we're going to take a quick break. But first, Dana, I want to give you a chance. If people are listening and they're understanding it is National Mentoring Month, sign me up. I'm ready. What's their step?
The first step is you can go to our website for more information, which is bbbsnwfl.org, or you can call our local office here in Pensacola, which is 850-433-KIDS. And we would be happy to give you a little bit more information on kind of what that process looks like and get you started.
Yay, call today. Okay, so you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Dana Hall of our Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Northwest Florida, and we will be back in just a moment.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Floridians can stack uninsured motorist coverage? If you have three vehicles with $25,000 stacking you in, that equates to $75,000 in total coverage. Therefore, always choose stacking coverage if you have more than one vehicle in your household.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Rally and Walk for Life. The Emerald Coast Coalition for Life invites you to join Ryan Baumberger at Pensacola's 5th Annual Rally and Walk for Life, Saturday, January 16th at 11 a.m. at Pensacola's Community Maritime Park. Visit eccfl.org/walkforlife to find out how you can help defend the unborn. January 16th's Rally and Walk for Life is an outstanding introduction to many of our community's staunchest supporters of mothers and children. Remember, Emerald Coast Coalition and the Rally and Walk for Life at the Maritime Park on January 16th. That's eccfl.org/walkforlife. God bless and let's rally and walk for life.
This is Steve Gerlach with Emerald Coast Coins. For over 17 years, we've been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, platinum coins, bullion, scrap jewelry, diamonds, and currency. Don't send money out of town to someone you never met. Trust a company that is locally veteran-owned and operated. Get more information about us on Thursday mornings on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies Advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
This is where you hear news first.
State authorities are indeed investigating after a mysterious Skanska barge incident last month.
Live, local, all day.
Well, on Tuesday, a representative with Florida Fish and Wildlife's Law Enforcement Division told News Radio they are involved in an investigation of this incident. FWC's Rebecca Nelson says, quote, "We are looking into it." Skanska initially contacted both the U.S. Coast Guard and FWC.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I hope you're staying dry out there today. I'm speaking this morning with my good friend Dana Hall of our Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Northwest Florida, talking all about how January is National Mentoring Month. There's never been a better time to get involved, become a big, support a little. They've got a waiting list, you guys. They've got a waiting list. So today's the day to call. But there's also so much else that is going on right now. And I'm really excited, Dana, to let you tell us about this year's gala. How's it looking?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the gala, as we talked last time, is a virtual event this year. So our big gala event is our signature black tie event. I am totally biased when I say this, but I think it's one of the best, black tie events in Pensacola. So we were heartbroken when we had to pivot and switch over to a virtual platform. Really, the decision was made just to ensure that we are, you know, being safe and being smart. But with that said, it's been really fun to put together. It's been a learning curve a little bit for some of us, because this is all uncharted territory.
Oh, totally.
With taking an event like our big gala event and somehow putting it into a virtual world.
Space, yeah.
And so, yes. But it's really been great. We have our committee, we have a very committed board, and our staff have really worked hard to create this really cool and unique experience for all of our virtual viewers. Our sponsors, they're going to be getting a at-home gala kit. So we're encouraging all of our sponsors to come and, you know, come together at their homes and, you know, put they want to put their black tie attire on, or if they want to put their pajamas on, they can do that too. But we're providing food and little activities to do during the program, which will be a little bit interactive and fun for them to do out of the, you know, comfort of their home. So it'll have a lot of the same elements that we've always had. We have a great silent auction. We have about 25 really cool and unique auction packages that we're going to be putting together. We are going to have a live auction that will be 100% live. So we are excited about that. And my personal favorite part of the program that we're doing is our premiere of our annual video that is directed and produced by Vivid Bridge Studios, who is our incredible partner. And we filmed it right before Christmas. And I am so excited for the final product. It's going to be amazing. They do an incredible job every year. We are so blessed to have them as our partner. It's going to be January 15th at 7 p.m. And the best place to really get all of the information is following our Facebook page. We're going to be putting out a lot of the pre-registration information that's actually already out, so people can go and register through the digital platform that we will be using for the auction and the live stream. So they could go ahead, get signed up. So then as soon as that auction even opens, they'll be the first one to see. And then we'll be doing some little sneak peeks of some of the exciting auction items that we have this year. And so we just, you know, this is our biggest event of the year. And I know it looks a lot different and we are going to miss seeing everyone. I personally am just, you know, it's hard. It was so hard to kind of had to make that decision, but we just encourage everyone to just next Friday from 7 to 8 to tune in with us and participate in the auction. We're going to do a virtual paddle raise. We, as I said before, we can't stop and we need our community to continue to stand with us. And we know how hard it's been for everyone. But we just hope that everyone kind of opens up their heart a little bit and just joins us and be part of our big night.
You know,
this is still something that we're so excited. Brent Lane is going to be emceeing. It's not the big gala without him. So we're so excited for him to be there with us during the live stream. And we just have some really little fun surprises. And we're excited to make it a unique experience for everyone.
That sounds just awesome. So many good things, like you said, so many of the similar, familiar elements put into a virtual space. No reason not to engage and support. If you're like me, you get all dressed up and go to the living room. That's happened a lot this
Yes, and we actually have some of our committee members, some of our sponsors are doing that. So if you are listening and you want to have your own little at-home gala party, let us know. We would love to know who's out there, who, because we want you to send us pictures and we want to see who's, you know, kind of celebrating with us. And we encourage just everyone. It's 1 hour. It's gonna be great. It's for such a good cause. All of the funds that are raised at our big gala events stay local. They go directly into our mentoring programs. So I cannot encourage anyone enough to just tune in next Friday, 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m. and follow the Big Brothers Big Sisters Northwest Florida Facebook page.
Yes,
that's where you can find out more. So awesome. The big gala is still happening this year, next Friday the 15th. We're going to take one more quick break here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey Pensacola, being Pensacola's plumber for over 40 years has earned us some wonderful customers we like to call friends. This is Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we would like to thank each of you for voting us as your choice for Best Plumbing Company in 2018 and 2019 Best of the Bay. Having the best team in town and offering the flat rate pricing system that our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, founded in the 90s, keeps our customers happy. It's not every day that you need a plumber, but when you do, we take the fear out of the call with the flat rate pricing system. That means you know the exact cost of the job before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing issue, call the best plumbing company in the 2018 and the 2019 Best of the Bay, Barbieri Plumbing. 477-8782. That's 477-8782, and like us on Facebook.
License number RF11067749.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
At Gulf Breeze News, they get it. They know you want to know what's happening in your community, whether that means investigative reporting, area events, or op-eds from your fellow breezers. The Gulf Breeze News truly is your community newspaper. Call 932-8986 and subscribe today. You can read online if you prefer to use your iPad or computer, or get your freshly printed newspaper delivered right to your mailbox. From city to county, politics to sports, subscribe now at gulfbreezenews.com.
Whether you're building a new home or considering a renovation, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. Howdy, howdy, I'm Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction Group. Join me tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll be discussing what it looks like to begin our design-build process, bringing your dream space to life, whether it be a custom home, renovation, or commercial development. That's tomorrow morning at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C., 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You may think when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do all they're supposed to do to pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology at 850-684-4794 or online at insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. Claimology, noun, the art of science and application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., and I've been speaking this morning with Dana Hall of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. We've got the big gala coming up. And then, Dana, y'all had some great news going into the holidays.
We did. The best way to end a very challenging year is we were a recipient of a $10,000 surprise gift from the Florida Blue Foundation. So their Florida Gives campaign encouraged everyone, nonprofits and partners throughout the state of Florida to submit, little Facebook, social media things that, you know, focuses on, you know, why you give and why you love what you do. And then they randomly selected five nonprofits in the state of Florida, and we were one of them. So we're so excited. We love Florida Blue. They're are a longtime partner of our organization. So for us to be able to end the year with this gift, it was incredible, and we're so excited.
That is so exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How fun. I did not realize it was a surprise gift. So this wasn't something like we worked, we slaved, we knew we were getting this.
We participated in it. And we encourage our board members, our staff, our bigs, littles, and we were just a lucky winner.
That is so awesome. And people can follow the Facebook page to learn all about the gala, how to become a mentor. This is the time to do it.
This is it. This is the time. Big resolution.
Thank you so much, Gina.
Thank you so much.